I fuck with the black census theory. That's something.
Which
I
one's
get.
That?
There's more black people. And they just don't want people. They want black people to know that. Like, they just want black people to think there's less of them.
That's not true.
I can see that.
Go to. You've been in a city.
Also, go city. Around a black neighborhood and knock on the door and be like, how many people are in this house, and see who's like.
All right, that
I'm
adds.
I used to have to do
true.
Like censuses and
true,
shit.
True, true.
And I would knock on the door and they'd be like, man, you look like a fucking cop, and I'd be like, all right.
You were doing census work?
Wow. Yeah, not census. I did. I was doing like survey.
Damn,
work.
You were part of the fucking big government.
It wasn't government.
You were part of the deep state.
It was just for a company. I had to do a satisfaction survey.
Round up the people, dude.
Like,
deep state,
you?
Matt.
They'd be like, who? No, dude.
Are you deep state?
No, this is a company.
Are you trying to compromise me this whole time?
No, this is, dude. This is, fuck, get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm a fucking Jew. You're not a Jew.
I'm deep state, dude.
I'm a fucking Jew.
You're deep state.
No, dude.
Holy shit.
It was for a company. And it was really just, it was to make sure that they were, it's for nonprofit. It was to make sure that they were actually liked their housing. And
nice.
They just kinda,
you've done a lot for the black community.
I don't like
you
to
dabble.
Brag. I don't like to brag.
You've eaten some pussy. You've helped out with a lot.
Yo,
of stuff.
Man. I've definitely been out here building, bro. But yeah, it was funny. I'm like, yeah, try to get a fucking knock on the door. And you could just see you knock on the door, and it's just someone on the second floor looking down like this above you, just like, nope. And you're looking up, like, and they're like,
yeah, definitely like, you're not coming in.
I'm
who
not
the
opening
fuck are
my
you?
Door.
Yeah. They opened the door for me that one time by our house. Remember when I helped that family move in?
Oh, yeah.
I was just shit faced. And this family was like, I was like, do you need help carrying that?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. And then I just moved for like a half hour.
Just hammered.
Moved them in.
That's so fucking
and funny. They didn't really say thank you.
Yeah, you told me that.
And I was shit-faced. No one really said thank you. Maybe they didn't ask me to do that. And I was shit-faced, and I was just like, I'll help you out. And just moved them in.
They're probably terrified the whole time.
Yeah, like, don't move. Now, it's always jarring for a white person. When you walk into a black house,
yeah,
it's a totally different. Like
it's different.
Because you only hang out, most of you only hang out with white people.
Sure.
Like, I'm only in white houses for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you walk into, like, a black person's house, it's like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Why do you have stuffed animals? Like, why do you have fucking an aquarium? You guys are old.
Well, it's also, too, like, in this area, especially in Delaware County, there's no black suburbs. There's no black middle class.
Yeah.
The black middle class is, like, lower black middle class. So when I went to New Jersey, I moved into a black suburb, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, this is fucking crazy. And then like, I've been in upper class black homes, and you just walk in, it's like an upper middle class white black. Same fucking thing.
Absolutely.
But when you said that, dude, when I went in to like help my neighbors when I first moved to Philly, and I'm in like West Philly, the first time I walked in this old lady's house, it was just like a quick rattle in my head.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
What is this? You guys, there's like dinner table in front of the TV. Like just shit you've never thought of is just happening. Shit or an arrangement of furniture and the way it's decorated is shit you've never seen.
It's true.
It's hilarious.
You walk in, you're just like, what the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, I remember I was at my friend's house and I went back. It was at like 2 p.m. and I went into the back room to like, I thought I was going to the bathroom. I just opened a door and it was just a black lady laying on a bed of stuffed animals watching TV in a pitch black room. And I was like, who the fuck is this? Like, closed it and kept walking. Like, there's just shit going on that is so culturally different that you see it. And it's like, what the fuck?
Dude, just the house. I remember, I swear to God, I used to walk in. The lady across the street, fucking God bless her, would sit there and just literally all day, she just watched my house. She'd be like, I saw two people stand outside your backyard. I yelled at them, told her to go away. I'm like, yo, thank you so much. She would get my packages, all this shit. She's fucking awesome.
You had a guard black lady?
Dude, she would call. If anyone fucked around near my house, she'd instantly call the cops. She'd give me full report. Dude, she was fucking awesome.
Wow.
She was fantastic. This lady was the fucking best.
What a sick fucking lady to just be like, my goal in life is to guard this dude's house.
Dude, if our street didn't get plowed, good luck. She would
She's
call
going nuts.
On the minute and just be like, hey, what are you guys doing? Hey, what are you guys? Dude, it was nonstop. She was the best. But she, so I would go in her house every now and again, like to help her with stuff or like if she had one of my packages. I think I did. I helped her fix like an outlet one time. But when I first stepped foot.
Oh, yeah. You had that electrician business. She probably loved you.
Oh, she did. I had a full drum set in there. I was fucking growing weed. I was wiling out, dude.
Yeah. And you had a black guard lady.
Dude, fully watching the house at all. At one point, this is one thing I am so happy I never did. Like, because there was that whole thing of like when people would mail weed packages and shit. I was like, I can easily mail shit to her house. And
yeah.
Like, oh shit, blah, blah, blah. thank God.
Oh, you didn't take advantage of her. That's good. Yeah,
for sure. And I was like, I can't. She's too fucking sweet. Or just have them, because they would have just got delivered on her porch, and I could just let them get delivered on the porch, and I would just run across the street and grab them. But luckily, thank God I didn't.
You should have, dude.
She would, if I could, I could have been like, yo, Miss D, here's the fucking plan. She would have been like, yeah, fucking send that shit.
She would love it.
But yeah, so I'm glad I never did that. But she, sorry, that was just my evil wheel spinning back at 23.
What are you talking about?
About fucking having this lady unknowingly receive fucking email. That would have been horrible.
No, that's awesome. You definitely should have done that.
That would have been fucked to not fucking cut someone in on that.
But you would have paid her.
I would have hooked her. I would have hooked her up.
You would have just been like, here, this is
I mean,
for
dude,
you.
I was at her disposal. I actually, the one time, I think I might have stopped her her son from killing someone. He actually told, there was like a, she would like, dude, you would, in my old house, you would, or my old house, you would like pay crackheads, like, I would pay a guy $5 to take out my trash. And that people came up to me like, stop, you're fucking up the rate for everyone else.
Yeah.
They're like, we pay these guys like 30 cents.
Yeah, you're getting
like literally
fired
the
up.
One time she paid this guy was like, can I have some money? She's like, I don't have any. He's like, please let me. He's like, she's like, you can weed my garden. I'll give you a quarter. That's literally all I have.
Damn.
This guy did it and started banging on the fucking door, like trying to harass her and shit. And her son had just came back from Atlanta under an alias too. Cause his name, she would call him fucking, she would call him Howard. And he's like, my name's Bill. And I was just like, whatever, bro.
Whatever, Howard?
I'd be like, whatever. Because he was like, yeah, I had to go to Atlanta for a little bit. And I was like, whatever, dude, no problem.
You mean
jail?
Clearly you were in jail?
No, he was in ATL because he told me all about, like, ATL, the Red Dog Police and all that shit. You ever hear T.I. talk about Red Dog Police?
No, what are the Red Dog Police?
There's this whole group of police in Atlanta that are, like, basically like a vice squad. But, like, he's like, dude, they're like cowboys. They just roll around and will fuck you up. If they see you walk. And he was down there, like, a while.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, like if you're walking, they'll come up to you. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? Where the fuck are you going? Like, he was
nice.
Like, it's crazy.
Kind of like the Red Dogs.
The Red Dogs will come down. He's like, literally, if you're like, if I was walking down the street, like you had to be like, I'm going here. I'm going. Otherwise, they come shake you down, fucking slam you. So he came back. This guy didn't know.
We had those in Meadowview.
Did you? Where I grew up. The Red Dogs.
Well, yeah, Red Dogs would see me walking down to the park. Like, where are you going, son?
Nowhere. You just fucking pop your hoodie up, dude. The.
They'd shake me down, find an airhead. Like, give that back. You guys keep destroying my neighborhood.
This is my fucking brother's pants. This crackhead was like rattling her cage and stuff and trying to intimidate her. And fucking old Bill/Howard, he drove a fucking minivan with, you know, all Sunoco gave the stickers
yes,
out.
Yes, every motherfucker has those.
Bro, his whole fucking car was lined in them. And he had safety reflectors all over his minivan just for safety.
Oh, so he had a ridiculous van.
This guy pulls up and he's like, Matt, the guy had just left, and I'm sitting outside smoking weed, just chilling. And the guy, he's like, I start smoking weed with this guy. He's like, I'm gonna fucking blah 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 blah. And then like an hour later, the guy came up, and I got Bill/Howard all stoned, and he was just like, "What the fuck's your problem, man?" And the guy's like, "I'm so sorry." And he's like, "Whatever." And he's like, honestly, afterwards, a day later, he was like, "Matt, I think I would have killed him, dude." Blah blah blah. When I was in there, I was fucking.
That's why you're a shaman, dude.
I shamaned him, dude. I helped him.
The last thing you need is a murder charge because of a homeless dude.
The funniest thing this guy ever did is like he was. I'd always see him going in and out of my house, and it was like I wasn't even getting a ton of ass at this point. But I remember like I hit a streak where like I had the girl was in my house, and then like 2 weeks later another girl was in my house, or like a month or something. But it was like the timing we saw. So he meets this other girl, and he goes like, "Hey, man." He goes, "Oh no, we met before." And I'm looking at him. I'm like, and he stopped, and he goes, "Actually, you know what? I'm sorry, my wife just died. I've been thinking about killing myself a lot." This girl's just like, okay. And I was like, thanks, dude. Thank you.
Wow, Howard did that?
He goes, sorry, I'm all out of sorts. She's like, my wife died. And he goes, I just been thinking about killing myself.
Damn. Like, Howard's the man.
Howard is the fucking dog. Both of them have passed. Both of them are dead.
Both of them are dead?
Howard died first, and Miss D went, dude.
How old was Howard?
Howard was like 60-something.
Oh, shit. I thought he was
young.
Heart
attack. No, heart attack. Yeah, Howard was like 60. Mr. D was like 80, dude. These guys.
Oh, they're fucking dead, dude.
They're old, yeah.
Did they get hit by a bus?
No, dude. Fuck no.
They both get hit by a bus.
How dare you, dude?
What?
How dare you sustain Mrs. D's fucking
fuck
legacy.
Ms. D, dude.
Ms. D was the fucking best.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck Ms. D.
She had a boyfriend, dude.
She had a boyfriend and she was 80?
Yeah, dude. Someone would come. And Howard would be like, this motherfucker.
You'd come dick down Ms. D?
Some dude who's like 40 would come and dick her down. She's like, I'm going on a date. Oh. This guy would come through. And I remember dude Howard would be like, fucking weird motherfucker, man.
Yeah, fuck that. You got to let her do it. She's 80.
You got to let her catch some fucking dick.
Let her get it.
Yeah.
And then let her fucking geezer suicide.
Dude, I think she just passed peacefully.
I think she suey'd out.
No, dude, how fucking dare you, dude.
Why do you love Ms. D so much? She definitely suicided.
She was watchdogged.
She watchdogged and then suicided. No. She saw you grow into a good man.
No way.
It was like, my work here is done.
My work is done,
and
dude.
Fucking suicided out.
True.
On one of the drug packages you mailed to her house.
No fucking way, dude.
That 40-year-old definitely fucked her to death and then left. He fucked her once. It was like, oh, fuck.
He might have.
And just like, call it.
Yeah,
I have nothing to do with this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, he probably should have turned his dick down to like, you got to hit it on the, it's like a, when you spin a drill to like 23, you can't give the fucking 80-year-old your fucking like dick you give to 18-year-old.
Full dick?
No, he must have got greedy.
Yeah, he killed her.
Yeah.
She got fucked.
She might have just ascended.
Dude, Misty, I know you think she ascended. This is what happened. She got fucked to death.
No, she didn't, dude. How fucking dare you? I hope, dude, I would never wish, I shouldn't do this. This is irresponsible of me, shaman-wise.
Yeah, what, are you putting hexes out?
Go ahead.
Put a hex out.
I was imagining this dude. To get haunted by this guy would be so funny.
Who, Howard? If Howard haunted me?
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to be afraid of a cool black ghost coming to bother me?
Dude, Howard, he would be hilarious, dude, if he pulled up in like the reflective Sunoco van. He would fuck you
That's
up.
That's awesome. He would fuck me up?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's fucking dead.
He's probably a gentle ghost now, dude.
He's fucking dead, dude. Knock him out.
He's smiling.
Me and the crackhead are still alive. The crackhead's alive, bawling out. He's probably dancing on their graves, dude.
He's probably weeding the fuck out of her garden, dude. Yeah, man.
Sorry to make fun of your loved ones.
Miss D?
Yeah.
Miss D was the fucking shit. My brother celebrated when he had his, like, I think, like, the second year of being in business and, like, rented out this Blockley Tavern. So me and my other brother, Kevin, we had, like, a band for a night, and we played, and Howard came, and he's like, man, that dude, for the rest of every time I saw him, he's like, man, you're like a rock star up there. And we just, like, played, like, four shitty songs. Man, that was awesome. Yeah, it was fucking
sick. That's nice. These guys are nice. You had a nice neighborhood.
Dude, my neighbor, it was only, all the houses were knocked down besides four. It was me, Miss D, basketball coach.
I hope Miss D's house is demolished.
No, it's still there.
Fuck.
I think like a bunch
Sorry,
of...
I'm just...
Why, dude?
It's funny.
Miss D's house, still... I think a bunch of Puerto Rican dudes moved in.
That's good. Sully her fucking name. Get some Puerto Ricans in there, just ruining that house.
They built it. It's so funny because...
Do they have a statue of Mary
the
in the garden?
Where I lived is the guy we used to work with living in there. And dude, if you were to sit there and be like, a bunch of fucking Puerto Ricans ruined the house... This is this old black dude. He'd be like, yeah, these mother... It's like literally, he would tag him right in. He'd be like, can't trust none of these mother... Dude,
he gives
me the full report of like what's going on. He's like, man, his neighbor sucks. These motherfuckers all moving in here. They're going to ruin that house. You know, he's just a black racist.
He just doesn't like Puerto Ricans?
He's just racist against Puerto Ricans, black people.
What does he think about whites? Does he let you know?
No, he'll just tell you you're like an evil fucking white person. He just hates everyone, dude. He's like, you know they're going to ruin a house, Matt. You know that's what they do.
That's the best.
That's what they do, Matt. They ruin these. And it's sitting there and it's like... All right,
what do you think about that? Do you think Puerto Ricans ruin houses?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, they'll like put a little carport next door and like they'll make the most of it.
Put a concrete statue of Mary in the garden. Dude, get some candles in there. I mean, that's more Mexican, but
sure. But they'll paint some like wild colors and step it up.
Yeah, I feel like Puerto Ricans would do well.
I heard a hot take against Puerto Ricans from a black dude today, which was like that we were talking about like K2 and how like are you aware of the K2 industry?
What about it?
Like, there's not just K2 for weed. There's K2 for dust. So if you, like, smoke wet, there's K2 that, like, will mimic getting high on wet. So there's, like, a bunch. There's, like, a whole underground K2 market. This guy was telling me, like, and the poppy stores were the ones selling K2. But you could buy a big bag of K2 for, like, $2 from poppy and then go back out and sell little, like, dime bags of K2 in the block. So then Poppy figured it out.
Poppy was pissed.
Poppy got greedy, dude. And Poppy started spraying K2 with fucking fentanyl.
What?
So he's like, I'd be hanging out with someone doing K2, and they'd start nodding out like a fucking dope head. And I'd be like, what the fuck? And so he was basically, Poppy. This guy was like, Pop, I'm going to tell you this. And this isn't me being, it's funny how he prefaced it. He's like, I'm not being racist, but like, if you did that in a black community, you would get killed. He's like, it's fucked up in the black. If you're going to sell someone drugs, you got to tell them what's in it. He's like, that lacing shit. He's like, we don't fuck with that.
That's funny. I just heard someone be like telling me about someone being addicted to K2.
Yeah, dude. It's like.
And I was like, synthetic weed? They're addicted to synthetic weed right now?
Because they're spraying it with fentanyl.
Yeah.
And there's like, well, what they're also doing too is with what people think is like, I think I said this before, but with Coke and Percocets, they're mixing it with ketamine and fentanyl. So like you get like that, like real dopey thing. Not out. And like ketamine's supposedly like the only addictive hallucinogen.
Oh wow! Ketamine, I didn't even know it was a hallucinogen.
Ketamine's called hippie heroin. It's a dissociative.
Didn't even know that. What's so a dissociative? You dissociate with your body.
Dissociate. You go. You're like this. You ever watch someone on ketamine? Their body shuts down. They go into like a weird crouch position. It's almost like a nod, and then you go into this like. You have like an out of body experience where you're just kind of like trapped in your mind. And it's like, some people will fucking love it. One of my friends did it. And he was just like, I just was like unable to move and trapped in this weird mental space of like, all I could think about was all the bad stuff that ever happened to me.
Oh my God. But that's like me going to sleep, to be honest. I can't move. And I'm just like, why the fuck would I say that?
Skull might be fucking hitting you with some fucking.
Do you think
meme.
Poppy's lacing my skull?
Poppy might be.
Dude, lacing. If Poppy is down in fucking. If Poppy's down in Nashville lacing my fucking skull with fucking fentanyl.
It's a syndicate, dude. There's no one saying
the Poppy
it's
syndicate.
Cartel, dude.
Just a Poppy bodega down in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's like Breaking Bad where they have the underground thing and they're just lacing everything with fentanyl.
Just ruining everything for no reason. Just don't put fentanyl on that.
Apparently, ketamine in low doses is like super effective with depression. And, you know, so they're like trying to work out. Apparently it works really well. But if you go into like a K-hole, if you take too much ketamine, you go into a K-hole. Apparently it's like real fucked up.
Yeah, real dark.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But apparently it's like addicting too. So, and like you have to snort a ton of it. So.
I mean, that, if I was going to say alcohol, I get pretty dark, but it's usually really fun
before
but
you can,
it gets
like,
dark.
You can move your body.
Yeah. It's been a couple times.
But at least you black out. Imagine if you went into a blacked out state and retained all your memories and then came out of
crazy.
It. And you're like, oh, God.
That's what it was. I mean, I didn't black out, but that's what I thought was weird about when I took ecstasy. Like, I was purely conscious.
Yeah.
Like, I could think clearly. I was totally fine.
Yeah.
But I just, the release of all the fucking endorphins and all that shit, I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Yeah, that's
it's weird to be conscious and fucked up.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what doing, like, a bunch of mushrooms and shit is.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not even fully conscious. The filter that usually scrubs out all this sensory data is just like, all right, we'll take five. And you're like, bah!
Yeah.
But you can also, if you do enough, you're just like, this is awesome.
Yeah. I would say Coke
kind
is, Coke's obviously the same.
Yeah.
Where you're thinking very clearly, but I've only taken it really when I'm shit-faced.
Yeah, I've seen people on Coke, too, get real quiet. There's like a small percentage of people who do Coke. Yeah,
I do that sometimes.
Really, and they're kind of like, it's chill, and they're like real reserved.
Yeah.
I would have a horrible time, man. I would panic and freak out.
No, you wouldn't.
My heart would beat weird. Yeah, no, I definitely would.
It's not like that.
I'm saying for me,
but you maybe on the come down, but while you're on it, you would not panic or feel bad.
True.
While you're taking it, you'd be like, this is the fucking best.
I should
dude.
Never limit myself. I can totally do cocaine.
Yeah. But the next morning you'll be like, I'm never doing cocaine again. This is embarrassing. Why would I do cocaine?
That is a funny.
The fuck am I?
That is a funny fucking thing. That's a funny, especially for you in general to be like, because most people will just be like, but it'd be like, who the fuck am I? Who do I think I am?
It's such a small town mentality. It'd be like, what do you think? You're a big shot doing cocaine? Come on, man. Stick to your roots. Stick to light beer and fucking chew.
That's so funny.
Yeah, anytime I've done coke, I've woken up the next day just like.
Hard depression.
Who the fuck are you? Yeah. What are you doing?
True that.
But while you're doing it, it's like. Who am I, dude? I'm the fucking man.
Yeah,
shut
that's
the fuck
funny.
Up.
The voice is like, who am I? That answer is the best.
Yeah, dude, you can suck my dick, voice. And then that voice leaves, and it's just you and the first voice that's like, remember what you said to me
so
last night?
So that's basically like when someone just got served an arrest warrant on my street the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they had two cars. I don't know. I was letting my dogs out. I saw a paddy wagon car blocking
the
street.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? I let the dogs out. So, yeah, I saw an arrest warrant get served.
I let the dogs out. Yes, dude.
Well, dude, So I had to let my dogs out every morning, and I have like a little.
You have to do what?
I got to let my dogs out every morning.
Oh,
sorry. I'm still on fucking Robitussin, dude. I'm chopped and screwed right now. I'm like
what
Little Wayne
about?
Right now. I've been drinking Delsim.
No,
like
but
two
what
days.
Did you do?
I let my dogs.
You're such a fucking yes. I'm just trying to make you say let the dogs out.
In the morning, my dogs cry. They got
to
go to the bathroom
because they need.
So I got
to
let
out.
The dogs out, dude.
You got to let the boys out.
But I'm always naked. So like I open my door.
You're always naked in your house
when I sleep.
Okay.
So when I like my transition, I wake up and I'm like, I don't feel like throwing boxes on and getting back into bed. So I want to remain naked. So I open the door every morning, and it's like if anyone's up and about, my stairs are like elevated. So there's this like I must be folklore around there. This weird white naked guy like pops up in the morning and hunches and is like, get out, come on, get up. Shut my door and lay back in bed.
Yes.
And sometimes there's people talking right near my fence, so I have to crouch and like push the door from the bottom.
Oh man.
Dude, it's just so awkward. I'm like, they definitely seen my dick before.
Really?
I mean, if you're looking out the window and you're looking like, oh, there's a guy. Oh, Jesus Christ, dick.
How does your dick look in the morning? It's usually plump in the morning.
Sometimes I give them the good one. Sometimes I give them a fucking, they see it and they go, holy shit, dude. That's when I crouch. If it's not looking nice, I crouch.
You fucking hide your genitals.
I'm hanging, I'm like, what's up, boys?
Yeah, somebody can see this.
Yeah, it's half
flags.
How are
your pubes looking?
Wild, dude. I trim them with scissors like once every 3 months.
So they're, you got good bush going.
My I got like Kramer hair for pubes, dude. Fucking wild.
They just slide out that door?
Yeah, it's like just Kramer. I'm all bush. I hide behind my pubes. I'm like a walking bush.
That's so sick, dude.
Yeah, so I'm like folklore around my house. Like, dude, who's that weird white guy with butt pimples? I'm like, oh, fuck.
You got butt pimples?
Couple, yeah.
Ah, they're the worst.
I've always
summertime,
suffered
summer,
from...
Summertime, they pop
dude,
up a little.
I didn't get acne on my face really that much or on my back. I always had a secret life of butt pimples, dude.
Butt pimples happen.
Suck. Well, I remember like the only time my butt pimples interfered with my life is I was at my friend's sleepover in like freshman year, high school, sophomore year. And everyone was like getting up in front of the TV as a joke and mooning people and like shaking their ass and running back. And like you'd be playing a video game. We're playing NCAA. And someone would show their ass and shake it. And they're like, Matt, you haven't done it yet. And I was just like,
damn. So they forced you to do it?
Yeah, dude. They me-too'd me. They're like, Matt hasn't done it yet. And I was just like, fuck, dude. If they only knew.
Damn, who said that? You got to remember, because that guy was looking for your ass.
I think I know. I mean, I know the three people who were there. So
it was just four
of
you?
One of the three. It was just four of us.
And three people had already shown their ass to everybody.
Multiple times. And I was just chilling.
And then someone's radar went up and was like, Matt's probably got a
weird
ass.
Matt hasn't done it yet. And I was just like, damn, cool, guys. I don't want to do it. We were on bowling that night. And I was like, I'm kind of tired from bowling. I don't want to get up and show my ass. I had pimples, dude. I was disgusted with myself.
Did you show them?
No.
Oh.
Or I might have done like a plumber's crack.
Just gave him a little taste. Yeah. Satisfy.
Just
your palate.
Satisfy the throng, dude. Show him, like, look, boys.
Yeah.
I got a fat fucking ass, dude.
You got a nice
so.
Donk, dude. I've seen it.
Well.
It's a fucking thick butt, dude. It's good.
Thick butt, but it's covered, dude.